Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's that passport guy with another episode, actually episode 5 of That Passport Guy, the podcast. Hope everybody has been listening and has been taking into the information that I've been giving to you guys. So this week, we're going to be discussing about filling out the DS-64, which is the statement regarding a lost or stolen U.S. passport book and or card. Now, this form you'll only need if you've lost your card and or book or if it's been stolen. So, just in case in those situations, you have to fill out this form. But in addition to filling out the DS-64, you'll still have to fill out the DS-11. So it's like doing it all over again. So no matter what age, right, this goes for all ages. So, and it's no extra charge. It's just that it's a form that you have to fill out. So at least, you know, the Department of State will know that it was lost or stolen. You know, they do have your records on file. So, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, giving it any extra information. Well, when you do the lost or stolen again, you need this form, the DS-64 and the DS-11, and you need the documents again. You don't need the originals, just, you know, your copy of your ID, front and back, license, ID card, you know, picture ID, and your birth certificate, front and back. If you have a copy, you know, because there's people that do that. If you have a copy of your old passport that was lost or stolen, send that in too. So, but you still have to fill out the DS-64. So, and it doesn't matter if you have to fill out a police report or not. That's optional. But if you do have that, you know, you're probably going to want to send a copy of that in as well. But like I said, it's like starting over again. You still got to pay the fee with the $35 application fee. You know, so not my rules, you know, Department of State rules. So let's get to filling this application now, shall we? The DS-64. So on the top part, oh yeah, of course, please print legibly using black ink only. Black ink only. I'm going to say it one more time. Black ink only. Because some people come in with the blue ink, with the red ink. Try to be fancy. Stop doing that. It doesn't give you extra points in different colors. Black ink. Please pay attention. So, let's get to this. So, when we get to the U.S., you know, you select one, which one or ones that was, you know, lost or stolen. You check it off the way it's supposed to. So, now we're going to get to number one, which is identifying information. Of course, print your last name, first name, middle name, imprint. Then it asks, has your name changed since the passport was issued? If it has, you know, state the name in which the lost or stolen passport was issued. They want to know the name of that book, you know, not your new name. So, of course, sex, female, male, date of birth, place of birth, city, state, city, or and country. Your social security. Then go down. Your current address. Your full current address. Then you go to telephone number, which is your telephone number. You know, landline, cell phone. And then alternate telephone number. That's optional. And your email address. So now we get to number two. Lost or stolen U.S. passport book / card information. Answer all questions completely. If you do not know the answer in detail, be as exact as possible. You don't have to know the full story of when it was stolen or lost. So they're not looking for that. So, you know, so in number two, you got these questions. Are you submitting this form in connection with an application for a new U.S. passport book / card? 99% of the time, it's going to be yes. So just check off yes. Explain how your U.S. passport book / card was stolen or lost. Again, just give brief details. You don't have to tell like a storybook, you know. Did you file a police report? Check yes or no. Then drop down. Yeah. Explain where the loss or theft occurred. Provide address if known. If known. If you don't know, put NA. Not available. Okay. N/A. So. On what date was your U.S. passport, book/card lost or stolen? You know, month, day, 4-digit, year. If unknown, when was the last time you remember it was in your possession? Again, you don't have to be accurate. Just write something down. Don't leave it blank. Just have something down. That's all they want to see. Okay? So now we get to list your lost or stolen U.S. passport book. You know, they have the number and the issue date. Now, if you don't know any of those, again, NA, not available. If you do know, then, you know, feel free to write it down. And then next to it, list your lost or stolen U.S. passport card. Now, if you have a card, then, you know, of course, you know, do the card. By all means, you know, but if you're not, just leave it blank. That's the one thing you could just leave blank. Why not? Have you had any other U.S. passport book/card lost or stolen? Now, if you did, check yes, or if not, check no. Then it says, if yes, how many times? Just answer how many times you did it. Approximate time frame. If you have that answer, then, you know, by all means. If not, leave it blank. Did you file a police report? Again, check yes or no. No pressure. So it's no biggie, so don't worry about it. All right, so 3. You must sign date the application in the designated area below. So it's like 2 lines. There's the legal signature, anyone that's age 16 or older, or parent/guardian if under age 16. And then at the bottom is just legal signature, parent/guardian if under the age 16. So if you're doing it for a child, you know, sign it underneath. If it's somebody that's 16, 17, then let them sign the top, and then the parent at the bottom signs. And then on both lines on the other side, there's the date. You just put the date, you know, which is the current date, month, day, 4-digit, year. So yeah, so that's, you know, this is only a 1-page thing. It's nothing like extravagant, so you should be fine filling this out. You know, like I said, you know, this is a must if you're doing a lost or stolen. So if you go into a post office or anywhere, anyone that's doing passports, ask them for the DS-64. You know, you're going to have that. If you don't and you wind up filling out either, you know, the renewal form or the, you know, the new form, you will get a letter back in the mail from the Department of State asking you. They're either going to ask you to get a DS-64 or they're going to mail you one and have you fill it out, and kind of prolongs the process. You don't want that. You want to be as precise as possible. That's why I'm doing this passport, not like doing this podcast, so, to make everything precise and easy for everyone else, you know. So so I guess that's about it for this week. Next week I'll probably get into another form, or, you know, whatever comes to mind. But, you know, glad we chalked this up, you know, and I hope everybody took notes. And, you know, just, you know, take heed into what I've, you know, put down. So on that note, it's that passport guy. I will see y'all next week. Till then, thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And, feel free to check out my other podcast, That Postal Guy, too. So, and also we have the Instagram. I have that_passport_guy and then that_postal_guy. I also have a new one, that_poet_guy, where, I have my little, have my little poetry there, here and there. I've done a bunch throughout the years. So, y'all could go check that out and show me some love there. Thank everyone for tuning in, or whoever's tuning in, whether you listen or not, at least I'm putting the information out there so people can't say that it's not out there. So yes, on that note, I will see you next week. All right, later, everybody.